Yet again, the end of the month is nearing, so it's time for me to fill you in on what I've got coming up for the next few days, trying to make that end of the month deadline, and what's coming up next month, the best month of the year, December, for several reasons. But first, November. It was a great month, fun. I got to add some audios that I didn't have planned into the naughtiness, which I really enjoyed, and I didn't do too badly. So I still have my Red Riding Hood Letters to Lacey mashup, which just seems to be following me around, but it's okay because I have the idea in my head now and it's going to be good. Got it ready. Haven't recorded it yet, but I've got it ready. I have, my Come Cursed. Again, I was stumped on part of that, like the general setting of that one, because I needed a place where there would be lots of men and not something too typical or something I've done a lot before. So I think I finally figured that one out. I know I have. So that hopefully will be coming before the 30th. And then we have the Discord pick of the month, which again is another challenge this month because you guys seem to be throwing out these incestuous themed pictures as the winner. But don't worry, I'm going to work around it and make it very hot. And just to throw this out there to everyone who may not know me or my stance on these things, I don't personally have issues with non-blood related type themes like step-parents and, things like that. I don't even have issues with names like mommy, daddy as nicknames. I think sometimes those can be really, 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 really hot. Really, really, really hot. However, there are a number of sites that don't allow those type of scenarios, and I would just rather stay clear of them for audios anyways. And it's even listed in the rules of the pictures for the Discord, but sometimes some slip in, and I think this month was before I put that in and it has won. But again, don't you worry, my naughty mind is going to come up with something that you will truly enjoy. So that means that the only thing that I missed out on this month was one of my letters to Lacey where there was the wife whispering in the husband's ear. And that's because that script that was written that was going to be used for the letters in Lacey has now become a public offering. So I'm going to still do it. It's just going to be outside of the letters to Lacey type of genre, but that's okay. Everybody will get to hear it, which is more the merrier. And now that it's just come to me, and I don't even know how I'll do this, but as I'm talking about the letters to Lacey and next month and it being December, maybe I'll do like a naughty letters to Santa, or at least one for that tier next month. The naughty wheels in my mind are turning as always. And you might be thinking that I missed out on like a limited word challenge and my Discord suggestions, but I did kind of sneak them in this month because I did that getting fucked while I was recording a live audio scenario. And that live audio scenario was a limited word challenge. So I kind of killed two birds with one stone there. There must be an audier way of saying that. Drain two balls with one set of lips. Sounds better. And speaking of that, I also wanted to do a Discord story suggestion this month. And I tied that in because it was a suggestion on Discord, albeit a recent one, to do two horny lactating MILFs, which I ended up creating that one for Thanksgiving as well. So there you go. I did sneak some ones in there without you even noticing. Plus, I got to sneak in my quiet fun time and the orgy one. That was just an impromptu fun one that I really, really enjoyed playing along with. Wink, wink. And also, I did have several live fun chat sessions on Discord where we talked about a variety of things. And I'll share some of the naughty highlights from those in next month's update. Speaking of December, did someone mention December? Oh, guess what's coming up next month, everyone? Oh, I know you've already guessed, you naughty ones. It's the 12 days of Milfmas. Yes, I said Milfmas. For the 12 days leading up to December 24th, each and every day, you'll hear a short, naughty MILF-themed tale in your ears. Oh, I am in the Christmas-giving spirit now, aren't I? And as an extra bonus, you get to pick some of the naughty MILFmas themes for those audios. I'll have a poll up soon, exclusively on Patreon and Subscribestar for you to cast your vote. Aw, you're not going to want to miss this. What greater gift could you give yourself for this Christmas than 12 days of MILF naughtiness with me? So, as I was saying, December's right around the corner, and you just heard that MILFmas is coming, I'm sure. Can you tell I'm excited about that? And keep in mind, the MILF theme doesn't necessarily mean there's always going to be a younger man involved. Just a MILF, mom that you'd like to fuck. An older woman who's going to wield her naughty powers of persuasion over men of any and every age group. Plus, there'll be more naughtiness in December. I haven't decided on all the other things. I just know that there'll be 12 days packed full of naughtiness, plus more scripts, probably more letters to Lacey, and now maybe this letters to Santa, who knows what my mind will come up with there. And I'm going to have a live event as well, maybe even two. Maybe we'll continue with our general chat fun that we had recently, but I am going to promise a dirty one as well. Maybe a limited word or a JOI. I haven't chosen which one yet. Oh my goodness, I almost forgot. I don't know if I'll get to it in December. It just depends on how much I have to squeeze in next month, but something for you all to look forward to, and me. As I did last year, I decided to take advantage of some Black Friday deals and what else but order some new naughty toys. I didn't go as crazy as I did last year. I bought a whole bunch of things, some of which I haven't even put to use yet, literally, but I did buy at least two things for me, and one of them is a surprise box. So I don't even know what they're going to give me in this box. It might be total shit. It might be something that I always wanted but never knew I wanted. So that I'll unveil and unwrap and maybe even put to good use with you in a recording. I'm not going to tell you what the other naughty thing that I ordered because it could end up being another flop. It has that potential, but I'm really crossing my fingers and hoping that I'll enjoy it. And then something that's not personally for me to use, it's going to be used on me, but it's for him to use on me, so I'm excited about that. Unfortunately, you won't get to hear that, but I'll definitely give you a review on it once it gets put to good use. So that's what I have planned. I'm really looking forward to playing with you all. I just am so grateful for being able to do this with all of you and excited that the holidays are coming. The stress of them hasn't hit me yet. I'm sure it will, but I can't wait to share more with you and enjoy you next month and have you enjoy me. My mind is already working for stuff for January, new and exciting things to bring you for the new year. And I'm also thinking of maybe, I've never done this before, but maybe wrapping up the year or bringing in the new year with like vote for the best Lush and Lace audio of 2021 and to start having sort of a running list of those. That might be more for me than you, but I'm excited to see what that might be in your opinion. And I've got lots of other things to look forward to in December. My girls' night out is this Friday, so I won't be around this Friday night. I'll be partying it up, hopefully. So again, I will stop rambling. I wish you a happy end of November. Can't wait to get some other naughtiness in your ears for the next few days. And looking forward to MILFmas with all of you. Bye for now, my amazingly luscious ones. Lots of love, Lacey.